But this time, we're going to be moving on to item number nine, considering concept ordinance of the Board of Supervisors of the County of Santa Cruz repealing and replacing Santa Cruz County Code Chapter 9.54 related to the regulation of motorized bicycles, motorized scooters, and electric bicycles, and schedule a second reading and final adoption of the ordinance for April 9th, 2024. This is an item that was brought forward by Supervisor Koenig and Supervisor Frenette. So I'll turn it over to you all for any further presentation.
Thank you, Chair. And I believe my office did send some slides. Does the clerk have those available? Great. So we're here to talk about opportunities to regulate e-bikes. I mean, we've seen a fabulous amount of uptake and adoption of this new type of bike, which, you know, can travel anywhere from 20 to 28 miles per hour, depending on the type. 270% increase in the last couple of years in terms of number of sales throughout the United States. And of course, we just see and hear more about e-bikes in our community every day. The problem is that 20 to 28 miles per hour is pretty darn fast, especially when people are riding on sidewalks. This is an image that was generated by ChatGPT of a potential conflict between someone on an e-bike and a pedestrian. And we've certainly heard my office has heard many complaints of just this type of situation. Of course, there's also people walking dogs on sidewalks. And so when leashes are involved or multiple people or strollers, the problem can be compounded. Next slide, please. I've heard all kinds of requests from, you know, requiring a license to use an e-bike, to just impounding e-bikes if there's any kind of a conflict. That's actually not legal under state law today, because state law defines e-bikes as personal property, not as vehicles. And so we actually can't move forward with any type of way to address the issue like that. Really, the sole tool that we have to regulate e-bikes is defining where and where they cannot be used. Looking at Chapter 9.54 in our county code, which is related to motorized bikes, which technically under state law is actually different from an electric bicycle, different type of vehicle, it seemed time to update this chapter with some description of where electric bikes can and cannot be used. Next slide, please. Furthermore, we're seeing the rollout of the B-Cycle program in the unincorporated county, which is fantastic to finally see this program rolling out. But it also means hundreds more electric bikes will be on our streets. And so I really felt that this was timely to address now before we see the full rollout of this program. So the proposed solution here is to repeal the current 9.54 and replace it. And really the operative additions, if you go to the next slide, are basically to prohibit the operation on sidewalks and in parks of electric bicycles. There are a couple of electric bicycles and electric scooters or motorized scooters, with a couple of exceptions. First of all, if there is not a bike lane on the street and there's no pedestrians on the sidewalk, you are allowed to use the sidewalk, right? There's sort of a safety issue, and we would allow folks to operate their electric bike or electric scooter on the sidewalk when there's no bike lane and no pedestrians present. And within parks, again, you know, a lot of these are walking paths, and so we want to discourage, have the default be to prevent people from riding electric bikes or electric scooters on those walking paths. However, the parks director does have the opportunity to post that either these vehicle types are, or personal property, either of these types of getting around are allowed on these specific paths, and also bikeways would be accepted. So if it's clearly denoted as a bikeway, then you could still operate either electric bikes or electric scooters on those bikeways. We're not changing the penalty for this, and we have consulted with CHP and the Sheriff's Office, which would generally be the ones enforcing this new ordinance, and they agreed that having some additional tools would be helpful. And I'll, with that, turn it over to Supervisor Friend to co-authored this item with me, and Any comments you want to add?
Yeah, thanks, Supervisor Koenig. I think that the initial image of that person being terrified, there's no way you can vote no now, just knowing that that's what we're projecting here. But there is a significant amount of work at the state level right now to create a regulatory framework around these. There's a number of bills to try and do everything from helmet requirements to licensure requirements to education. But it doesn't really specifically address just these conflict points on sidewalks. I mean, the real takeaway here is just trying to remove risk and safety issues. Remember the time Councilmember Rockin dealing with this with some of the early versions of some of the motorized transportation models in Santa Cruz City sidewalks. And this is just the next part of the iteration to help kind of broadly define what this and future technologies may provide, but still be permissive in very specifically designated areas for bikes. So it's just a safety enhancement in local code. Nothing within the current state legislative requirements would usurp any of the local ordinances that we had adopt. So I think that we can feel comfortable bringing this forward today. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Koenig, and thank you, Supervisor Friend. I want to open it up to other supervisors to see if there's any questions or comments on this item.
Yeah, I just, this is a great program because it's a really concern. I know a huge concern. Is there any program or thought about how we're going to continue to get public outreach and what the rules and regulations are? I mean, I don't know if that goes, you know, like that. Well, I just don't know where we can do this consistently or how. Is that going to be developed or how can we educate people that hey, these are the laws of bikeways?
So right now, the CHP has been running educational campaigns on this exact issue and has state funding to do so. I think that Supervisor Koenig and I could partner with them just on an expansion to have an understanding of what would be now a local ordinance in regards to this. So I'd be happy to do that. The county itself was not setting aside funding specific for an educational forum, but I think we can piggyback on what the state's currently doing.
Will this extend onto the trails? Because I know it was a big issue in South County at the Levy Trail. And so I don't know if it's going to cover our unincorporated area trails.
Well, the ordinance defines what's a bikeway and what is, state law technically defines what a bikeway is, but our ordinance connects specifically into that. And so if it's not a designated bikeway, then it would not be allowed both under state and local code.
Unless
specifically designated by the parks director and posted as such.
To answer all your questions, I guess I had one follow-up question. I know that for some folks who have mobility issues and use these types of bikes to get around for the purposes of mountain biking, I'm wondering if there's any potential impacts on people being able to use them on mountain bike trails. I mean, it sounds like if it's designated for biking, you can use it for those purposes. So maybe I just answered my own question, but then I guess I'll just turn it over to you all to see if there's any potential negative impacts on people being able to use e-mountain bikes on mountain biking trails.
I'll bring up the parks director to just answer that question just to confirm, or Mr. Tidmore, but I mean, I don't believe so. And
morning, Chair, Board, Rob Tidmore, park planner. So the use of electric mountain bikes or any e-bikes on recreational, hiking, equestrian, walking trails would be prohibited unless it's specifically allowed and posted by signage. So that's different from a bikeway, which is a bike lane and meant to convey bicycle traffic.
Good.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, that concludes all my comments and all my questions. And I'll just comment that I want to just appreciate you guys bringing this forward. I mean, and especially with the amount of, unincorporated parts of the county that are in your districts, I think it's really important that we're trying to make sure that we're, as we see more and more e-bikes roll out and as we see our own county e-bike program roll out, that we're making sure that it's going to be done in a way that maximizes safety for pedestrians. And so just want to express my appreciation for this item. And so with that, I will open it up to public comments to see if there's any members of the public who would like to speak to us on this item, which is the ordinance of the Board of Supervisors of the County of Santa Cruz repealing and replacing Santa Cruz County Code Chapter 9.4 related to the regulation of motorized bikes, motorized scooters, and electric bikes. And I'll invite the first speaker to please approach the podium.
No further speakers, Chair.
All right. Thank you very much. I'll see if there's any further comments or responses from board members to any of the comments that were made.
Well, I was just going to say that definitely hear the concerns of some members of the public that bikes, electric bikes can move very quickly, and especially in a constrained environment like a sidewalk where people are moving in and out of buildings or et cetera, that this could still be an issue. Current ordinance on the table was written with safety of all in mind, and we recognize that there are a lot of young riders out there as well, and there's just simply locations where, especially if there is no bike lane, it would be as parents, as community members, we really wouldn't want them riding in the street there. So I'm prepared to move the ordinance as is. And again, if we continue to see problems, we could always make further amendments to it in the future. And one thing that we could consider, whether it's now or in the future, is changing the definition of what it means to operate an electric bike. So right now we don't define whether or not operating includes using the motor, right? So I think that in the future we could say, okay, there's no operation, that the definition of operating an electric bike means includes using its motor. And then we could ban, all operation from sidewalks, so that it would still sort of allow these edge cases where there's no bike lane for people to use the sidewalk, but just not with the motor. That's a place we could go. If it was desired. Again, I think we do have to be iterative with this. It's a new technology. So I'll move the recommended actions as they're before us today.
I'll second.
Okay. This is a motion by Supervisor Koenig, second by Supervisor Friend. I just want to make a couple comments before we, unless you all have any further comments on this item. Okay, so I just want to, again, thank you, Supervisor Koenig and Supervisor Friend, for bringing this forward. I want to thank members of the public who commented on this item. And I align myself with Supervisor Koenig and also Mike Rockin, who made the comments that, this is a first step in this process. And I think that for us, I think that it's really commendable that we're actually moving forward with trying to create some policies around this technology to begin with. And we can continue to see how this current policy will be implemented within the community. I think it's also an opportunity to encourage us to start expanding bike lanes throughout the county, and so that we can try to address that issue of getting people off of sidewalks when it's dangerous, putting in more protective bike lanes. And so that is one way that we can also try to address some of the concerns that were brought up in the room. And then I do think that it's really important that we do a lot of public education and outreach. And so I don't know if this needs to be incorporated as a friendly amendment, but I do think it could be good for county staff to engage with Ecology Action, which is a partner within our community that, really promotes bike education, and then, see if they can help us get the word out about this new ordinance. And so, again, I'd be happy to see if there's a friendly amendment that we could direct staff to engage with Ecology Action on a plan to promote public education around this ordinance and bring back a recommendation during the budget hearing so that we can see how we could pay for it, if that would be amenable to the authors of this item. Otherwise, I think that if we can just send that out as a signal, that can also be good as well. But.
Yeah, I believe that there are several programs that are currently funded. You mentioned Ecology Action, CHP's outreach efforts. I believe even our own HSA, Health Services Agency, does some outreach around bicycle education. So I would consider it, totally happy to consider a friendly amendment that we incorporate education about this new law into current education and outreach efforts about bike usage.
Great. Seconders fund.
Okay. All right. So we have a motion by Supervisor Koenig, seconded by Supervisor Friend, with additional direction to engage with bike education partners to incorporate education around this new ordinance into their current activities. And with that, I'll ask the clerk to call a vote.
Supervisor Koenig?
Aye.
Friend?
Aye.
Hernandez?
Aye.
McPherson?
Aye.
And Cummings?
Aye. That passes unanimously.